1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Liquid Ring is now available through the American Freedom Radio Network.
And I guess this morning is Mrs. Werfman, and Mrs. Werfman, she's been around for a long time. She's been around, she's even older than I am, but she has an amazing story to tell. And so rather than my commentary, I just want you to hear her story. Thank you so very much for being with us again this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Why don't you pick up the story and tell about, you know, your life in Austria, what Austria was like, you know, before the Nazis came, and what really happened when the Nazis did come.
Right. My topic is socialism versus freedom. I was born in Austria, and I lived under Hitler's regime for 7 years. And then after World War II, 3 years under Soviet communist occupation. Excuse me. If I would tell you that Hitler rolled into Austria with tanks and guns, I would certainly distort history. The truth is, we elected Hitler by 98% of the vote by the means of the ballot box. Now, how did this come about? The year was 1938, and in the late 30s, Austria was in a very, very deep depression. The inflation rate was 25%. One-third of our workforce was unemployed. And if you borrowed money from the bank, you paid a 25% interest rate. Hence, people struggled, didn't have any money, and the massive unemployment was due to many strikes from the unions, and businesses were going bankrupt, and farmers were going bankrupt. They had to walk away from their farms because simply they couldn't pay the taxes or the interest rate on their mortgage, and the banks would take over the farms. So we almost had anarchy. There were just blocks and blocks and blocks of the cities on fire and street fights going on between the two political factions. On one side, the Communist Party was getting very, very strong, and they would tell the people, if you elect us, you're going to have the workers' paradise. On the other side were the National Socialists, Hitler's party. And they would tell us, you know, in Germany, our neighbor to the north, and they had a high living style. They had no unemployment. They had law and order, and people were happy. And there were absolutely no indication of any persecution, Jews or otherwise, in the media. We didn't know anything. So we petitioned our government to have a plebiscite, an election. And hence we voted for Hitler by 98% of the vote by the ballot box. Oh, and Hitler told us that the first thing he will see that everybody gets employed. Within 3 weeks, jobs opened up, factories opened up again, and also he would tell the businesses who went bankrupt, I will see to it that you get your business back because it was the bank who stole it. Same thing with the farmers. He told the farmers that it was absolutely horrible that the banks would take over the farm because they couldn't pay the taxes or the mortgage. He would give every farmer back his farm what the bank took over. And true to his word, all the good things came first. All the good things came first. The Red Cross came in and fed all the hungry people. And I remember distinctively that my good mother would feed on the average about 30 people. That was before Hitler. And they would come knocking on the door and ask for a piece of bread and a bowl of soup. And we cooked soup and baked bread all the time to feed these hungry people. It's not that they didn't want to work. There just was not any work. So we were getting a new government. And everything changed. Literally overnight. Everybody was appointed. No more elected. The city commission was being appointed, the school board was being appointed, the county commission was being appointed, the legislature, and the governors. We also had regionalism. Hitler was a very, very clever geopolitical politician. Regionalism means to merge counties and states. Austria had 7 states, and Hitler said, we're going to merge the 7 states into 4. It is easier to govern. It's much easier to oversee 4 states than 7. So we had 4 governors. Interesting enough, in my career as a long-time lobbyist, I saw twice a bill where legislators wanted to merge our 66 counties in South Dakota into 15. Immediately, I took action and I testified, history is just repeating itself. You wanted to merge the 66 county into 15. That's centralization, and that is a power grab. It's a power grab. Needless to say, the bill went down. Also, we were getting all kinds of new laws. One of the first laws were being passed was equal rights for women. Oh, and that was a wonderful, wonderful thing for women, because Austrian women never had the rights what American women enjoy today. If you were a female teacher and you got married, you could not go back to your teaching job. Because it was a national trend that women stayed home and were good wives and raised the family.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment after the break here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of 4 PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
Well, our guest is Miss Berthman. You go right ahead and then go on with the story, please.
Okay. Austria, the traditional family, our men are very proud. They did not want their wives working outside of the home. So the female teachers, once they got married, they couldn't teach anymore. And, of course, they invested time and money in their education, and then they had to stay home. So they were in the foreground very much for the Equal Rights Amendment, Equal Rights for Women. Well, the Equal Rights for Women, as it were hailed first as a wonderful thing, also had its downside. When the war started in 1939 and the men got drafted, also the women got drafted. And many of them got wounded and killed. And we realized that we got the frosting on the cake, and the cake was so rotten underneath, because with equality also comes responsibility. Well, the Full Employment Act was also passed. So in a socialistic society, if not everybody works, you are a parasite. So the women were put out into the workforce. So what happened to the children? Well, the government immediately stepped in and created huge child care centers. You could bring your children at age 4 weeks for 7 days, 24 hours. The longer you left them there, the better they liked it. And, of course, the staff, the women, they were not like our babysitters, you know, the grandmotherly type, you know. No, they were highly trained in early childhood education and philosophy and psychology, you name it, so they could mold the children exactly how the state wanted them. At the earlier, the better, they could mold them just the way the state wanted them.
That's sort of like what we have here in America today, where they try to get our kids into preschool so they can begin to mold their minds very, very early and get them away from the influence of the parents. Isn't that really what it was about?
Exactly. Also, we had a guaranteed income. The government guaranteed everybody a sizable guaranteed income. If that didn't match up what you made when you worked, then you got subsidies. You got free housing, you got free food stamps, you got free fuel, whatever, you subsidized. So it matched up to the government standard income. Then we had our health care before Hitler was good. We had excellent health care. We had private insurance. We had good doctors, and we had good hospitals. This all was going to change. We had socialized medicine free for everybody, and the people would go to in droves to the doctors for every little pain, every headache, you name it. Of course, if you wanted to have elective surgery of any kind, which was not an emergency, you had to wait for a year to get a hospital bed, because all the beds in the hospital were occupied by many, many hypochondriacs. And the doctors were overworked. Of course, they could no more practice like here, free enterprise. they were salaried by the hospital or by the government. And you had no choice to pick your own doctor. It was so regulated that everybody got a number, and also the doctors got a number. And if that number matched, that was your doctor. Whether you liked him or not, you could not pick your personal physician. It was the government who picked them for you. Education was also nationalized. All the textbooks came from the federal government. Everybody, teachers, and were under the control of the federal government. And I remember distinctly that before Hitler, I was going to public school, and we had prayer in the school. We started prayer at the beginning of the class and at the end of the day. And we also had religious instruction twice a week. And that morning, after we elected Hitler, I walked into my classroom, and the crucifix was gone. And there was Hitler's picture on each side, the Nazi flag. And our teacher said, well, today we don't pray anymore. We will sing Deutschland, Deutschland, über alles, national anthem. And she said, instead of religion classes, we have physical education. Also, she told us that we could not go to church anymore on Sunday. That was going to be National Youth Day. And we had to come to the auditorium at 8 o'clock in the morning, and just in case our parents would not send us, the first time they would get a stiff letter of warning. The second time we didn't show up, they would have to pay a fine of the equivalent of $300 today. And the third time, our parents would go to jail. So we did still respect our parents very much at that time, and we attended every Sunday. The first 2 hours, we had political education. Today, I would call it political indoctrination. We were being told not to listen to our parents. They were old-fashioned, old fogies, and they certainly did not have the interest what Hitler had in us. They would not understand that we were the future of the country, and we should not listen to them, and we should only listen to Hitler because he had big things in mind for us. And so we argued with our parents all the time. We were defiant. We argued. And what it was, it drove a wedge between us and our parents. So the rest of the day on Sunday, we had sports. Oh, we had a wonderful time. We got all free equipment. We got tennis rackets. We got golf clubs. We got everything. And the boys, when they were of age 16, they got motorcycles. They could form a motorcycle club. Not only that, they were taken out to the airfield, and they could fly gliders. Now, you can imagine at the end of the day when we went home and told our parents what a wonderful time we had, and it was so much fun, so much more fun than going to the church on Sunday. In our churches, they were not heated. They were cold, and we had to kneel on the ice-cold stone floor and listen to a priest or a minister for a whole hour of preaching. That was no fun, and we had all the fun now what we wanted. It was wonderful. So when the next school term rolled around, my mother announced that she was going to take me out of this horrible public school, and she was going to put me in a private school with an excellent curriculum, but I wouldn't have much fun. And I remember as we arrived there, a school with an 8-foot wall around and an iron gate, which was locked all the time. when I bid my mother goodbye, I almost hated her. And she said, well, sometime when you grow up and you realize what I'm doing for you, you might even thank me for that. Needless to say, I thanked my mother 1,000 times over that she saved me from this indoctrination into humanism and godlessness, that I was saved, where my other classmates certainly were indoctrinated. And that's why 4 generations in Austria and Germany grew up without religion, without God, with a rich diet of humanism. Is it any wonder that the churches are empty over there except for the tourists?
So, no, it's really so sad. What they've wiped out the religious belief of the people of Bavaria and Germany and Austria. And they're doing, of course, they're working the same way here. That's why they had to take God and prayer out of our school. If you're going to have a godless society, you've got to remove any knowledge or understanding of religion from our children, because that's when their ideas are created.
That's right. Well, when holidays came, I usually was allowed to travel home again, and I would visit with my former classmates. What surprised me, what I saw, was that young girls at age 16 were very proud to have a baby out of wedlock for Hitler. So there was a total free society. Everything was, in their eyes, normal. Having children out of wedlock just for Hitler. We also had a massive welfare program. Everybody was being subsidized. Everybody was getting something. You know, the government reached out, you know, to the so-called poor and subsidized everybody with everything. Well, needless to say, our tax structure, the income tax, went up to 70%. Can you imagine? You only got 30% your take-home pay, and 70% you paid taxes. So Hitler wrote a book called Mein Kampf, My Struggle. And he outlined in that book everything what he was going to do. The trouble was that hardly anybody read that book, because people were so busy with athletic events and sports. That was the big, big religion in the country, athletics and sports. And people did not read anything. Hence we didn't know anything. Had we read that book, we would have fought and we would have known that we would have a full-blown dictatorship, and we would have fought a bloody battle to stay free, but we didn't read it. We also had a planning agency, because when the war started, all the food was being rationed. You couldn't even buy a loaf of bread or an egg or anything without a ration card. So the government agents, the bureaucrats, went out to the farmers and measured out the land, how much to plant and what to plant and how much they had to harvest, because everything was being turned into the food bank. They even counted the livestock, and God forbid, if you butchered anything for yourself, you certainly went for to jail for that. They also counted all the chickens and ordered the chickens to lay the eggs what the government demanded, whether the chickens laid the eggs or not. And if they didn't produce, the farmer was being fined and often would go to jail. We also had what I call a snooping agency, sort of like our OSHA. the bureaucrats would come in.
We'll be right back in just a moment with Mrs. Berkman. And, it's sort of like deja vu all over again. We'll be right back.
Angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems, yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Hi, this is Michael at KHNC Radio, and I'd like to stop for a moment and talk about Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. You know, those little things around the house, the yard, even the car, they can pile up and we can all fall behind. That's where Andy's comes in. They can help you with remodeling, plumbing, decks, floor tile, auto and home upholstery, woodworking, drywall, and painting, and so much more. Andy's done a lot of work for us here at the radio station and at home, so we can highly recommend them. That's Andy's Painting and Handyman Services at 815 37th Avenue Court in Greeley. You can call them at 970-576-5333. That's 970-576-5333. Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them KHNC sent you. And thanks.
All veterans, I am speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, does a veteran need perfect credit?
Because the VA backs these loans, lenders do not require perfect credit. Sometimes just good payments on rent, utilities, and phone bills is all that's needed.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Mrs. Werfman, and please, you go right ahead with your story.
We also had what I call a snooping agency, very much like our OSHA here. The bureaucrats from the government would go into the businesses and inspect that everything was safe and health-oriented. So if it wasn't, like tables in a restaurant, if the tables were square and had corners, they said people can easily bump themselves and hurt themselves. The tables had to be round and safe. Also, they would demand that there were two bathrooms in every business, you know. And, of course, the idea was that small businesses couldn't afford all the new regulations, and they quickly, you know, little by little went out of business because that was the intent. Only they could control a lot better a lot of big businesses, you know, than a lot of small businesses. So then, we also had a federal police force, commonly known as the Gestapo, and they were everywhere. They were in civilian clothes. You never know who they were. And, of course, if somebody died in your family, since everybody had a ration card and, you know, we were very limited what we would get per month, we would get 1 pound of sugar per month. And if grandmother died and you quickly went with that ration coupon to the grocery store and bought this pound of sugar, and the next day the Gestapo would knock on your door and say, well, we know that you bought that pound of sugar, and by law you should have turned in that coupon, but we won't arrest you, but you have to inform on your boss, your neighbor, your friends, everybody. And you come to our office once a week and give us all the information how those people think politically. Well, in our home, we could not trust the mailman. We couldn't trust the plumber. We couldn't trust the electrician. We couldn't trust our friends, our neighbors. And when we talked something political in my home, we only whispered, because you never know who would be listening at your door.
And, of course, they wanted everybody to inform on everybody else, and that is how tyrants, of course, established their control over the people.
Well, that was, it created a network of informers. Everybody informed on everybody. We were scared to death. We were scared. We also had gun control. We had guns, and we heard in the news that there were a lot of gun accidents, hunting accidents, accidents by cleaning guns, accidents with children playing with guns, and, oh, that was terrible. They said, you know, we have to do something about it, you know. And we had criminals again. And the only way that you can track a criminal who would kill somebody is by the registration number of the gun, the serial number. So we were told that we should register our guns. That way they could certainly trace the criminals. And we thought that was a good idea. And we dutifully went to the police station and registered our guns. Well, about 6 months later, he said, well, it didn't help much, you know, and the best way that nobody got hurt and nobody would get killed and get rid of all the criminals if we turn our guns in. And if we didn't, there would be capital punishment on that. So we turned our guns in. Well, when I travel around and give my speeches, people often ask me, how come you Austrian people didn't stand up against Hitler and sort of provoked a revolution? Well, we didn't have any guns. All we had left was broom handles, and you certainly will never read in any history book that a revolution could be fought with broom handles. Also, we did not have any information about anything. The radio station was owned and controlled and operated by the government, and they could tell us whatever they want. We had no access to any information. The news media was all censored before the newspaper would hit the street. It was censored by the government. We had absolutely no information about anything. We did not know about concentration camp. That was a tightly guarded secret by a handful of high top echelon in the government. We didn't know about concentration camps until we were liberated by the Americans in 1945. So when I say that Hitler was a very clever geopolitical politician, he also nationalized our churches. And this is how he told us that, well, we have beautiful cathedrals which are very expensive in upkeep and restoration, and there just wasn't enough money would we donate it every week like we do here in America. It just needed a lot of more money. So he created a church tax. So when you paid your income tax and the figure you were giving to pay the income tax, so you added another 2% for church tax. And that way Hitler said everybody will have to pay that, and also the atheists will have to pay too. And that really went over big with the masses, that the atheists would have to pay too. And that way then the ministers and priests could no more speak out against the regime, because they were totally controlled, otherwise they would lose their funding. Our news media, well, you know, we had no access to any news outside like we have here in America, conservative publication that we know what's going on, but we had nothing. The borders were being closed. Nobody could come in and nobody could get out. So we had no information about anything. Now, dictatorship did not happen overnight. It took 5 years gradually to escalate from 1938 until 1945 that we had a full-blown dictatorship.
We'll be right back here in just a moment with Mr. Burton.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
This is Michael Golden, and I'm pleased to announce the release of my new CD, Mikamot HaKodeshim, Holy Places. Holy Places is a collection of some of my favorite praise and worship songs. It's available now at the American Freedom Network for only $15 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 to order your copy of Holy Places.
Eleven years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest, Mrs. Berkman, for the final segment. Please go ahead with your story. And, of course, you commented now you had a full-blown dictatorship in Austria. And did it come in? Because the people had voted it in. They voted for Adolf Hitler, who came in with socialist program to help everybody. Go ahead.
Well, I give you a scientific example. If you take a frog and you have a pot of boiling water on your stove and you dump the frog in there, he will immediately jump out. But if you take a pot of cold water on your stove and you put the frog in there and start boiling him gradually, he will sit in there and not flex a muscle. And this is precisely what happened to us. We lost freedom of speech. We couldn't speak out what we wanted to. We had no access to any outside information, and we were being boiled to death, and we didn't even notice it. And we had a full-blown dictatorship. We had no guns. Had we had any guns, we would have fought a bloody battle to the last men and women, and we would have won, but that did not happen. Now I give you another true story. In 1985, I had the opportunity to go to Geneva, Switzerland, and attend the summit conference between President Reagan and Premier Gorbachev. My mission was to infiltrate the peace movement. There was a huge mass of people there from Europe, all the Green Party and the liberals, whatever, and also a large group from the United States. I remember Barbara Boxer, and a number of Hollywood people were marching there in the peace movement. I marched with Jesse Jackson and the late Congresswoman Bella Abzug. And we were marching to a press conference to the Hotel Hilton. And as we arrived there, Bella Abzug was greeted by a German woman who had a seat in the German parliament with the Green Party. She was a very well-known Green Party member, a very liberal woman, and Bella Abzug greeted her in fluent German. She said, "We have a big surprise. We're going to have a private meeting tomorrow with Premier Gorbachev." Since I speak the language, I understood what all was going on. Who would have a private meeting with Premier Gorbachev if you were not in his camp? As I looked around the room, there were about 8 or 10 other people who looked very disheveled, like they were coming over the mountains. And especially one woman, I started speaking to her, and I said, "I didn't see you at the peace march. How come?" Well, she said, "You know, we couldn't be seen publicly on the street. We are here illegal." And I said, "Well, everybody else is here. How come you couldn't be here?" She said, "We are all members of the German Communist Party." Oh, I said, "That's very interesting. Tell me more about it." I said, "What is your future goal? What is your intent? What are you planning?" So she started telling me right now, she said, "We want to take over Nicaragua." And I said, "And then what?" "Well, we go into Honduras and Mexico." What she meant, was saying to infiltrate the communist philosophy in those countries. And I said, "Mexico is such a poor, corrupt country. Why would you go there?" She said, "That is the most important part of our plan." And I said, "Well, what?" Well, she said, "Once we're there, and we establish ourselves, we call back all the territories what the United States stole from us. And I said, like what? And she named the states, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Southern California, part of Utah, part of Colorado. And I said, well, this sounds like a revolution to me. You have to have a lot of people. You have to have this well planned. And she laughed out loud and said, you Americans are so naive. She said, your churches are doing the work for us. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. I thought about the sanctuary movement. I read in various publications that some of the churches are bringing in illegal aliens, Mexicans, and other people from Central America and housing them and feeding them and then turning them over to the government. Well, that was in 1985. And look what is happening now. All these illegals, what are they here for? Are they all here for jobs? Or do they have something else in mind? So I asked her, well, when is this all going to happen? And that, again, that was 1985. And she said, well, this is a long-range plan. It could happen in 2004, 2006, 2008. It all depends who is your president.
Well, I think that is a very ominous message for our listeners today. God bless you. We're out of time, but thank you so very much for being with us. Do you have a website or anything that you'd like people to go to?
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Well, Dr. Sam here at the American Freedom Network, we're out of time, but Mr. Berthman, do you have a website or anything you'd like to put up before we let you go?
Say it again.
Do you have a website?
No, I don't.
All right, fine. Well, thank you so very much for being with us. And we look forward to having you on other programs later. And thank you for taking the time Thank you for a wonderful story.
You're so welcome.
God bless.
Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Well, I hope our listeners out there will pay heed to what Ms. Brittman has to say. You can get copies of this program from the American Freedom Network. And what you're seeing today is exactly the same thing. And, of course, now it's the threat of terrorism, all these wicked terrorists. But is there really a threat of terrorism? If you read the lead article, the latest lead article in Foreign Affairs, the magazine that circulated among the elite who really control America, the lead article here on the Why Haven't They Hit Us Again tells you the truth, what I believe to be the truth, and that is that most of what you've been told about terrorism is a total fraud. But don't you feel bad. They're taking full advantage of it. Why, they're listening to your telephone calls now and your emails and your faxes, and they're going to get that legitimatized. They've been doing it for years under Project Echelon, but now we can legitimize it because we've got to protect you from the wicked Osama bin Laden, who's probably been dead for a year or more, but that doesn't matter. You see, you have a thing you fear, Osama bin Laden. Why do I say he's dead? Because Michael Ledeen, who's one of the architects of this whole incredible thing, had said at least 6 months ago that bin Laden was long since dead. Other people I know who are very close to the centers of power have said it, but they're not going to tell you common folks. Oh, no, my goodness, we can't tell you the truth, because you've got to sit in your chairs in front of your television set and shudder when the pictures of Osama bin Laden are viewed. And recently, to coincide with 911, Al Jazeera, the Arab terrorist television satellite network, which is probably a front for either CIA or MI5, but they showed pictures of Osama bin Laden planning the 911 attack. And how do we know? Well, they told us that that's what they were. And here was Osama planning 911, and yet Osama said he didn't do it. But Osama may very well... There's been no word from Osama other than tapes which have been authorized, have been validated by the CIA, but can we believe anything they say? Are we being manipulated? Are our minds being molded? Are our taste forms, our ideas suggested by the people who control the medium, which is the invisible government? Well, if you really want to understand what happened on 911 and what the officials in the CIA say privately about what happened, you need to get our three pamphlets, Foreknowledge 911. They're my letters, and you'll find there fascinating information you will never find elsewhere. They're only $9.95 for all three pamphlets, plus shipping. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You need to get our tapes, 911 update, interviews with Paul Thompson and Jimmy Walters. You need to go onto the Internet and Google in loose change, and you can see it there for nothing, and then go to building number 7 and Google and watch those videos over and over again as building 7 comes down. Obviously, a controlled demolition. They will tell you, oh, well, it was hit by flying debris from the trade centers. But none of the surrounding buildings came down, just that one. And, of course, if it was hit from the top, why did the base of the building explode? The building come down. Ladies and gentlemen, our number 1-800-544-8927.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85.